91X News.
It's 13 degrees and overcast. I'm Sarah Yanetta with 91X News. Walbridge Loyalist Road will be closed at the train tracks tomorrow due to routine maintenance. The closure will begin at 7 in the morning and continue until 5 p.m. Crystal Conrad from the Belleville Bus Terminal says it shouldn't affect students getting to Loyalist College.
They'll have two buses going to Loyalist, but they're going to be going straight up Moira Street and back down Moira Street.
Conrad also said buses will be going up and down Dundas Street, turning around at Stream. It's Library Week in Ontario, where libraries across the province plan special activities to promote their services. Library Week was started in 1985 and has grown into a popular event for children and parents alike. Quinny West Public Library CEO Rita Turtle says they will be awarding the winner of a draw with an e-book reader as part of their promotional activities. Turtle encourages people to head down to their local library and take part in the fun. Library Week ends this Saturday. It's Small Business Week in Canada. Steph Crozier has more on how local Chamber of Commerces are supporting local businesses.
The Chambers of Commerce of the Quinte area are holding seminars all this week. Organizer Suzanne Andrews says it's a great way for local businesses to grow.
With the hopes that, you know, it's going to help them to maybe grow their business be able to expand using these new technologies.
On Friday night, the Royal Canadian Air Force Museum will host the annual Quinte Business Achievement Awards. There, business owners will be recognized for their hard work and development. Steph Crozier, 91X News.
Police say a Toronto man has been arrested for a wave of gun crimes that include drive-by shootings and armed robbery. He was charged Wednesday with killing four people, including two men who had simply gone out for food. As the family of the two men watched at a news conference, police announced four counts of first-degree murder against 27-year-old Mark Moore. Maple Leaf Foods is cutting 1,550 jobs by closing plants and consolidating its distribution as part of a three-year, $560 million restructuring plan. The Toronto-based meat processor says the changes are expected to improve its competitiveness and profitability in the near and longer terms. Maple Leaf will close processing plants in Kitchener, Hamilton, and Toronto, Ontario, among others, by the end of 2014. The company says the plan will create 1,150 new jobs, but the associated plant closures cut more jobs than it creates. Maple Leaf says it will build a new prepared meats facility in Hamilton, Ontario, and will also invest in plants in Brampton, Ontario, Winnipeg, and Saskatoon. The company will also close four of its distribution centers, consolidating distribution for Eastern Canada in a new facility in Ontario and using an existing facility in Saskatoon as its Western Canadian hub. That's 91X News to 403. Here's Kurt Weiss with sports.
In the NHL tonight, the only contest is the Winnipeg Jets at the Toronto Maple Leafs. It's the first time the Jets have visited Ontario's capital city in 15 years. Winnipeg comes off their first win and the Leafs come off their first loss. And the Leafs have sent down center Nazem Kadri to the AHL affiliate Toronto Marlies in preparation for the game, which starts at 7:30. In baseball, the 107th World Series, tonight, just after 8, the Texas Rangers visit the St. Louis Cardinals. The league will keep up their tradition of giving to others as Game 1 supports veterans and military families. First Lady Michelle Obama and Dr. Jill Biden will be there, showing off the league's Welcome Back Veterans program and Mrs. Obama's Joining Forces initiative. The first pitch is at 8:05. The National Football League was getting ready to start drawing blood samples for HGH testing, but the Players' Union has told the league not to start just yet. Players have said they don't have enough information to feel comfortable with being tested. A coroner's report says former Buffalo Bills center Kent Hull died of intestinal bleeding. The 50-year-old was named to the Pro Bowl three times in his 11 years with the Bills team that won four consecutive AFC titles from 1991 to 1994. Hull retired in 1997. In mixed martial arts, welterweight champion George St. Pierre has to pull out of October 29th's UFC 137 fight with Carlos Condit due to a knee injury. And at the Pan Am Games in Guadalajara, Mexico, Canada now has 32 medals in total, putting them in second place just behind the United States. That's sports. Remember to email us your team or league scores, sports@91x.fm. Here's Sarah Yanetta with 91x weather.
Our high of 15 degrees has been pushed back by winds and rain today. While many places across Ontario are moving out of their rain warnings, the Belleville area is expecting heavy rain tonight. Tomorrow isn't looking any better, with only a change being a high of 14. It's 13 degrees. I'm Sarah Yanetta with Kurt Weiss. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.
This is 91X. CJLX 91.3 FM, Belleville.